Welcome to Soul to Soul with Kay Vlachos. I'm your host, Kay, and I'm here to inspire you to live a more meaningful life filled with love, laughter, and lots of amazing soul-led adventures. I'm an energy healer, mindset and well-being coach, and have been helping my clients, yes, this could be you, to manifest your intentions successfully for nearly a decade now. I love supporting my soul sisters here in Australia and worldwide to embrace your inner wisdom and trust in your intuitive guidance to navigate your way through this amazing life. Through attending my events here on the Sunshine Coast or booking in your own personal energy healing with me through my website, soul2soulwellness.com.au. My weekly soulful conversations are brought to you today by our partner, S2S Floors. S2S Floors pride themselves on delivering a high quality floor finish Australia-wide. S2S Floors understand the importance of creating luxury and durability in your home and are well known for providing a professional floor finish to your commercial premise as well. Check them out today for all your flooring needs at s2sfloors.com.au. Hey, beautiful. Welcome to my latest podcast episode. If this is the first time here, my name is Kay Vlachos and you are listening to Soul to Soul Wellness. I've been pleasantly surprised at the places and spaces that my podcast is reaching out into our beautiful world. And I wanted to personally thank you, USA. I wanted to personally thank you, Australia, New Zealand, Austria, Italy, Moldova, Iran, and the UK for being such trusted listeners before we begin today's episode. Today, I felt called to share with you some of the fundamentals that support me to live a thriving life, where if I did not integrate these basic fundamentals, I could not sustain the life that I'm living today. It really is all about setting a solid foundation from which to grow and evolve. And as much as this doesn't sound glamorous in any way, I promise you that when you put these into place, this is where the magic will start to happen consistently for you in your life to bring through your intuitive guidance, to manifest purposefully and deliberately, and ultimately to have you living your dream life now. So in today's episode, I'm going to answer the following questions for you to help you get started or to continue developing on your personal journey. You're going to find out how I found myself on this spiritual path, where devoting myself on my spiritual path has led me to in my life, my number one conscious parenting tip as a parent to two teens / young adults, they're borderline, and what to do if you are struggling to create your dream life right now. And then finally, how to kickstart this journey into your dream life now if you are ready. So let's start with the first question that I want to speak to today. How did I find myself on this spiritual path? I started on this journey more consciously when I was a parent to two young daughters and I found myself overloaded with all life's to-do lists. I was getting really anxious at home with two little ones, trying to do it all, building a life where I felt that I needed to get it right every time, be perfect. And my viewpoint and perspective was I didn't have enough time and that I didn't have enough time to get everything done every day. I had so much to do. Well, that's what I felt. And how would I get it all done? And it really got to the point where I was really drained, that something had to change. And that for me was starting to meditate. I had meditated a little bit in yoga classes that I had attended. And Savasana, my favorite yoga posture, was calling me to try her out again. So what I would do was I started finding 2 minutes in my day at the start of my meditation journey, 2 minutes literally. I would put my timer on my watch and sit on the side of my bed and breathe consciously in and out for 2 minutes. And then I'd get back to my normal household duties and looking after my daughters, spending time with my family. This was a small bite-sized chunk to that started to transform my life. And with this 2 minutes, it really made a difference. I noticed that it took the edge off my anxiety, which was huge at the time. And then I wanted more. So slowly I increased my meditation time and I started to notice the direct positive impact meditation was having on my mindset during my day. I noticed that my negativity slowly turned into a more positive approach, a more positive person with more patience slowly. And I just felt like a nicer person to be around, which is the kind of person I like to be. I became more curious about meditation and started to do a bit of research on its impact. I loved doing the free 21 meditation challenges that Deepak Chopra and Oprah would often find its way into my inbox. And I would sit with my youngest daughter, who at the time was interested in sitting in my lap and who enjoyed meditating with me when she was a toddler. And I would put one of my earphones in her ears, one in my own ear, and we'd breathe together. Now, I have a beautiful story around this practice with her, and she'd only ever heard Deepak's voice in the meditations, and he has a beautiful, distinctive way of speaking, if you know of him, right? A few years later, my daughter, who is a little bit older now, one day was sitting at the dining table, and I happened to be watching Oprah interviewing Deepak Chopra on TV. Interesting coincidence, right? And my daughter was sitting at the table near me, as I'd previously mentioned. And when Deepak started to speak, she swung around so fast to look at the TV and had this full body realization that the voice she'd been listening to all this time when she sat in my lap and meditated with me was the voice. This was the voice in her ear. Now, she called out to me when she saw him and she just called out really loudly, "That's him, Mum. That's the voice." And it took me a couple of minutes to even register what she meant by this, as I was invested in the TV interview at the time. And I remember how happy she was to recognize him and to be introduced in this beautiful way to the voice she'd been listening to the voice that had introduced her to meditation and that had been guiding her when she was meditating with me. And the joy on her face, how big her eyes grew to connect with Deepak in this way, will always stay with me in my heart. I also discovered online radio at this time and a specific station called Hay House Radio. And I loved listening to the different speakers and authors and coaches who hosted their own shows. Whilst I was doing some of our bookkeeping on my laptop and through this particular show, I virtually met the most incredible humans like Wayne Dyer, Doreen Virtue, James Van Praagh, Robert Holden, Louise Hay, Debbie Ford, and so many other incredible humans ahead on their spiritual journey in my eyes, way ahead of me, living the life that I aspired to live with such beautiful energy. I was so attracted to their energy. And Hay House are now an incredible publishing company as well. And they were spearheaded by the amazing Louise Hay, who impacted and continued to inspire, motivate, and empower our culture to create a conscious lifestyle and to tread gently on our planet. Now, I would go on to attend a couple of the Hay House conferences held here in Sydney on my own, and then I would attend a Melbourne event where I took some beautiful friends along with me, and then I decided to attend their writer's workshop, don't know why, just felt the call to, in addition, which I absolutely loved. I was hooked, line and sinker on my spirituality journey, and from here I would go on to study energy healing and still do to this day. Everything about this journey has fueled my life in the most positive way, from taking care of my own energy to channeling my intuitive guidance myself, teaching others to do so on their journeys, encouraging those who want my guidance to live the life that they choose to live and to find a way to empower themselves on their journey, in my marriage and friendships, to my parenting approach. I decided to parent consciously from when my eldest daughter was quite young. I came across a celebrity couple who appeared to parent quite differently from what I'd ever witnessed in my life. And the way that they shared their parenting philosophy just felt so good in my body that I decided to explore this for myself and to just explore their belief system and to try it on for size in my own life. I shared my thoughts with my husband, and together we developed our own unique parenting style, which continues to evolve even today. I encourage everyone to create their own parenting style. Notice what works well for you and what would benefit from transforming as your children continue to grow and develop their own impressions of our world and the world that they live in. With the basis of our combined parenting style, encouraging our daughters to own their choices in their lives, to trust their own intuitive guidance, and to create a life for themselves, that felt great for us. And to watch them do what felt great for them was really, really empowering as parents. And for them to know that they are fully supported by us every step of the way. Now, this doesn't always mean that my husband and I agreed with their choices, and that was okay. It felt a bit wobbly at times, but that was really us owning our own decisions and for us to grow as well on this journey. And for my girls' choices to be their choices, and that it needed to feel good in their bodies, not ours, that was irrelevant because their lives are their lives. And we've been entrusted to support them in this life, not dictate their lives or their choices for them. And I believe that this has really supported our daughters to feel confident in who they are and in the bigger life decisions that they make for themselves, as well as the everyday decisions that come their way. And they are both incredible humans. And yes, of course, I'm biased about this. So we chose to give them full autonomy at a young age and to get fully invested in creating their own lives by being a part of the decision-making process to choose schools that they wanted to attend, yes, even at primary school level, then high school and the sports they wanted to participate in. And even when we go on overseas holidays, we love to travel, by the way. Each member of our family gets to choose a city and a country that they'd like to visit and explore. So the last time we holidayed in Europe in 2018, my youngest daughter chose Rome as her city of choice, and my eldest daughter chose to visit Venice. At the time of recording this podcast, we are about to fly out to Europe again. It's been 6 years since we last visited, and this time my youngest daughter would love to go and visit Sorrento on the Amalfi Coast. I'm starting to recognize an Italian theme here, guys. And my eldest daughter is extending her trip to travel on her own for the first time ever, traveling internationally as a young adult to a few more European destinations as we return home before her. I'm so excited for her because I know she's going to absolutely love every minute of her trip. And I love that we've been able to instill a love of traveling in both our daughters and to watch their journeys unfold, their traveling journeys in their future lives is just going to be so incredible. So this brings me to my number one conscious parenting tip for you in today's episode. Whatever you're trying to teach your children, and if you'd like them to embody in their lives certain attributes, and that may be to live their best lives, it is imperative that we are the example for our children. It is super important that we are modeling to them exactly what it is that we would like them to embody. So if you'd love your children to eat vegetables, my question to you is, are you eating vegetables on a daily basis? Or if you want them to learn how to take care of their bodies and honor their energy, because we have this one beautiful body, right? And understand that when we take care of our bodies, that our bodies in turn take care of us. Are you taking care of your body every day? Another example, if you want them to be confident with looking after their money in life, do you have transparent conversations with them over how you manage your money, what mistakes you might have made on your money journey, and where you feel strong about your money game? I wonder. Now, I would love to speak to you about how you can create a dream life, especially if you feel like you're struggling right now. The first thing that I would love for you to do is to sit down, write down what your dream life looks like, what is on your wish list, what you dream about every day. Write everything down from the way you like to feel every day in your life to the people you'd like to surround yourself with, to the kind of work you'd love to do, the kind of life you'd love for you and your family, your partner, your children, your grandchildren, and anything else that comes to mind that feels important to you. Dream through your ideas for the holidays, the travel you might like to do, how you'd like to bring in more abundance financially with your life and to help boost your happiness levels. Now then you're going to look at all the positive influences around you who are living the dream life that you absolutely aspire to live right now. And I want you to study what they're doing to create this for themselves. And I encourage you to look at the stable ways and solid examples so that you can go ahead and create a stable and solid foundation for your dream life. This is really, really important. Ask yourself the questions around whether the way they are living their dream life really does align with what you aspire for yourself. Because someone may be living the kind of life you aspire to, however, the way that they have created that may not align with you, or it may. So if they work really long hours and you're happy to work really long hours to create a dream life for yourself, then perhaps the way that they're living their dream life does align with you. However, if they're working really long hours and you only want to work part-time hours, then perhaps this example of a dream life is not suited to you. So keep on looking. Then you have a choice. So do you want to work really long hours or do you want to work part-time hours? Ask questions. There are so many podcasts, so many ways to find out about people who are living incredible lives that you aspire to live. They may indeed be people that are in your life. So if so, and you feel comfortable to do so, ask them questions. Ask them the steps that they took to get there. What were the mistakes that they made along the way so you can shortcut your journey? And where did they actually take leaps forward in their life? Leaps of faith in their life when they felt fearful to do so? And then how long did it take them to get to where they are now? Such great questions to ask, and it will shortcut your journey, I promise you. Thirdly, if you are struggling to fulfill and create your dream life right now, start emulating the things that they are doing that feel good for you in your skin. And more importantly, put your own spin on it. Filter it through your intuition, whether this path is for you or not. And only stick with the things that are working consistently for you, because if you start emulating this and it doesn't feel right for you, then I want to encourage you to pivot and find another way that does feel good for you and your life, that fits into your lifestyle easily and is a way of life that you love. You are never going to know if you can create your dream life for yourself unless you start taking the action steps to do so. So start by taking the first step, then the second step, and so on. Your journey really is about the person you are becoming, not your actual dream life. And one day you will realize that you are living your dream life because everything you do is a conscious choice. It's deliberate and it feels so damn good in every cell of your being. So when you feel like you are struggling, and whilst you are creating this amazing life for yourself, Struggle Street is the street that you are walking down. Perhaps this is an invitation to reflect, and perhaps this is an invitation to pivot. I do believe that struggle is an invitation to learn something new in my life every time, whether it be about myself or the situation. And so if you pivot your perspective and realize that life is all about troubleshooting, you will know that when you are presented or you're walking down Struggle Street, this is an opportunity to brainstorm a solution. This is an opportunity to ask life to help you so that you keep developing and growing within your being. You're going to come out of this situation so much more confident when you go within to troubleshoot your problems in life. You will gain amazing clarity and you will have learned something new about yourself. And then that makes the struggle worth it, right? It's all about perspective and what you choose to adopt in your life that will determine what kind of life you get to create for yourself. So how do you kickstart this journey into your dream life once you have, remember, gone and done your research on it? How do you kickstart it for yourself? My top tip is to take care of your energy because your energy is absolutely everything. Every day, focus on bringing more life into your life through doing things that support your energy levels. Create a daily energy boosting ritual, which is personal and unique to you. Everybody is different, okay? That's really important to note. Tune into your energy, tune into your body, your intuition, and ask your body and your intuition what feels good for you. Listen to the guidance and take action around this. What will happen when you do this on a daily basis is you will start to boost your energy levels consistently. And this is everything, remember. Take care of your energy. The second tip I want to give you is to observe your thoughts. Observe the kind of thoughts you are creating on a daily basis. And then ask yourself, where can I reframe the thoughts that are not helpful? And how can I keep repeating the thoughts that are helping me in my life? It's as simple as that with mindset mastery, my loves. Thirdly, get out into nature. We are created by nature. We are not separate from nature. We are life and life is us. So it makes a whole lot of sense to me that we plug into the source every single day. Connect, connect, connect. Whether you live in the world, wherever you live in the world, there is always an opportunity to connect in nature consciously every day. Plug into the source and create a beautiful bond with whatever part of elements in nature that are calling you. This can be the sun, the moon, the wind, the beach, the ocean, the lakes, the rivers, the mountains, animals, forests. Hug a tree as I love to do. Talk to nature. I dialogue with nature every single day. Create a relationship that is going to bring you happiness and joy each time you are out in nature. So these are my three tips to kickstart your journey to your dream life. Focus on your energy, observe your thoughts, and get out into nature every day. Start here if you have not started this journey yet and see where this leads you. Once you kickstart your dream life, how do you then maintain creating this consistently as your life continues to grow and evolve? Because that's exactly what's going to happen. If you are on your own or if you have a family or dependents that you are caring for, it is firstly important to understand that everybody's lives matter. Yours is no more important and as important as everybody else's lives, that you can all support each other to create your dream lives together is something I wholeheartedly believe in. One of the things that I keep in mind in my own life is that I look at all the ways that I support my loved ones to create their dream lives. And this for me includes my clients because this is the beautiful work that I get to do. And to ensure that you are including yourself as a priority to support your own dreams. I worked full-time up until I first fell pregnant in my early 30s. And then because I was very sick in the first half of my pregnancy, I decided to give up full-time work and stay at home. I loved being a mum and being home for my girls. This is what my heart guided me to do for our family. And this allowed my husband to focus his attention and energy on growing our businesses. And we've had a couple over the years with me as the CEO of our household, doing some bookkeeping in the early days, along with mothering and being a wife and a friend and a sister and all the things in the early days of our marriages, including looking after our investments with the bookkeeping, coordinating all our extracurricular activities, and of course, chief holiday planner for our family, which I'm most proud of. It's not easy being a stay-at-home mum by any means, and it's super hard and not for the faint-hearted. And I knew this was what I wanted for my family. I just owned it and I just head down, bum up, parenting, have just fully owned this parenting journey. It is one of my callings in life. What I had to do though was make sure that I kept my personal interests alive. And my personal interests have always been health and wellness from when I was an elite athlete playing football at the highest level here in Australia. And I continued that interest in health and wellness. I studied on and off. Before I was mum, I studied human movement and gained a bachelor's degree in this at university. And then when I became a mum, topics of interest to me that continued this journey of studying, and I was so grateful for online study, right? Because this just gave me so much flexibility that I was able to certify myself as a health coach through IIN in New York, a wellness coach here in Australia. I had already obtained my personal training qualifications post-uni. And what I did was I reactivated that in the early stages of my pregnancy. And I then studied energy healing. And lastly, most recently, have studied neuro-linguistic programming with the beautiful Hayley Carr. And I will include these in my podcast show notes for you if you are interested in any way in studying any of these topics. And firstly, I needed to apply what I was learning in my own life. And then I could share what I learned with my family and friends. Anyone who knows me well knows how passionate I have always been about health and wellness. And these days, the power of transforming our minds, curating our energy in a way that assists us to create the life of our dreams is more my calling, and I'm still learning and growing every day in every way. I'll always be growing and evolving, and I'll always be a student of life. Now, if you are still listening to today's episode, you sound like my kind of people. And a couple of years ago, upon receiving my own intuitive downloads to create a sacred soul sanctuary retreat in Bali, my beautiful friend Kat Moakes and I have gone ahead and done just that. In October later this year, we are hosting our very first international retreat, and we have the most beautiful women coming along to this retreat. We'd love you to come and join us too from wherever you are in the world. The energies in Bali where we are hosting our retreat are such a high frequency, and they're going to help us to integrate our energy, integrate our physical bodies, help us to channel our downloads, which every single guest will do so, and so will we. And Bali is going to provide us with such a powerful healing reset opportunity for everyone who comes along. The Balinese people are so beautiful. The colors in this tropical landscape, vivid, and the Balinese culture is super aligned, which is a perfect complement to our incredible retreat creation. The Balinese locals live their life in devotion every single day, and you see this in their daily offerings, on the dashboards of their cars, in their homes, and is so common for their houses and the compounds that they live in to have their own temples, which honor their deities, their gods, and their lives. Our guest transformations are going to be amazing. I get to walk you through how, in fact, you are going to bring through your intuitive guidance. You're going to identify the ways that your intuition shares guidance with you, and you're going to be so surprised with how simple it actually is. And in fact, that I believe this is a remembering for you because you have been doing this all your life already. You just may not be conscious of it. If you have been on this beautiful journey for a while now, spirituality that is, and you are also coming along, it is common for your intuitive abilities to expand and grow, often discovering new abilities that you did not know you had and that the universe now knows you are ready to recognize and own, and ways of receiving guidance which are going to layer on top of your primary guidance receptors that you already know about. My abilities have continued to expand and grow on my spiritual journey from firstly feeling other people's energies, which is really quite common, right? To now feeling the pain and health issues that other people are feeling in their bodies when I'm working with my clients, from knowing the outcome of a sporting match when I used to go and watch soccer matches back in the day, before a game has even been played, I would know who was going to win and who was going to lose. I did not know how. I always found it odd. Now I understand it's my intuitive abilities. To now channeling full-blown messages into my being that I get to share with my clients in my events and in my everyday life. I have a client who receives her messages through song lyrics and another who's a psychic card reader, where images just jump off the cards like cartoon characters to her. Everyone is different. Everyone is unique in the way they receive their messages. And my goal for you on our retreat is for you to leave our retreat feeling super confident with the way that you identify with your intuitive guidance, and to know moving forward in your life that you can fully trust that your intuition is always guiding you safely forward. Then we are going to learn how to blend the way that your intuition is guiding you to put your guidance into action to manifest in your life. And I'm going to teach you how my manifesting process is going to help you start taking immediate action, start creating magical things in your life, and start to create them in our retreat. We're going to experience some beautiful spiritual aligning experiences in the week of our retreat. I ain't wasting any time, guys. I want you to start seeing how powerful you are right now. We're going to also include sound vibrational therapy and breath work, and this is Cat's Jam, to engage your subconscious to support you to live the life of your dreams. We don't want you to self-sabotage any of the amazing healing work that we are going to be working in alongside with you on. And so we're going to give you some beautiful rituals that you can take back home to continue building on what we build on together in our time in Bali. Sounds incredible, right? We're going to integrate all our teachings by immersing ourselves in the Balinese culture, visiting the Pyramids of Chi, beautiful wellness hub in Ubud, where we will be situated, and participating in a local water purification ceremony in a local water temple. We have some fire ceremonies planned for you, and you are going to experience the amazing local cuisine, which Bali is known for and is such an integral part of holidaying in Bali. The food is a must. We have thought of everything for you. We will pick you up and drop you back to the airport if you arrive on the day of the retreat and if you are leaving Bali International Airport on the day our retreat finishes. Now, if you are holidaying close to the airport whilst we are about to start the retreat and finish the retreat, yes, you are welcome to jump on in and be transported for free back to the airport or from the airport, as long as you meet us at the airport. Now, if you're feeling called to come to Bali and it's time to get your manifesting mojo on, I want to encourage you to watch my free Super Manifestor Virtual Masterclass now, which we will leave the link for in today's podcast show notes. I want to encourage you to step into your decisive energy state for this. Fully commit to creating your best life no matter what. Then reach out to me. Let's have a chat and let's make this happen for you. Life is always about moving forward, not looking back, taking action and doing exactly what you desire to do. No more making excuses as to why you cannot do something when you have my Super Manifestor Masterclass to show you how. This is your one incredible opportunity to turn your life around today. Thank you for joining me today for this incredible episode. I'm about to head off to Europe with my family. So make sure you are following me on Instagram. My hashtag is kvlachos, soul to soul wellness. If you'd love to travel, check out our travel pics. I love to share travel pics when I'm feeling inspired. We will be back with the newest podcast episodes once I'm back from my travel adventures. And until then, take decisive action for yourself. Just go for it in your life. And as Nike says, just do it and get about creating the life of your dreams now. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. All the links mentioned in today's Soul Chat can be found in the show notes below our conversation. If you loved this podcast episode, please leave me a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to today's episode. This helps more women to find these juicy and inspirational conversations. For all my upcoming events and to book an energy healing with me in person or via Zoom, please head to soul2soulwellness.com.au. In the meantime, I encourage you to do one thing for yourself today that is going to help you feel great in your skin and to help someone else feel great by just being your beautiful self with them. Wishing you a beautiful day.